This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Rick Perry, former governor of Texas, is a Trump pick for Secretary of the Energy Department. While campaigning, Perry had argued the department should be shut down. Under the bill passed in the lower house of Poland's parliament, protest applicants could reserve a specific site for regular gatherings for up to 3 years, while any counter-demonstrations had to be kept 100 meters away. In addition, government and church organizations were to be given priority for the use of any site. Poland's Supreme Court ruled that was unconstitutional. A group of 77 non-governmental organizations issued a statement saying the proposed law seems to be dictated by political considerations and by what is convenient for authorities. International sports officials facing a potential boycott by athletes upset over the Russian doping scandal have decided to move bobsled and skeleton world championships out of Russia next year. A de facto alliance that formed between the Russian hackers and political bloggers and newspapers across the U.S. led to a document dump in congressional House races in states including Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, Ohio, Illinois, New Mexico, and North Carolina via the DCCC, which shares a Capitol Hill office building with the Democratic National Committee. There's been a finding of class discrimination in elite education in Great Britain. Between 2000 and 2005, 156 of the UK's parliamentary districts, a quarter of the total, got less than one pupil annually into Oxford, despite being 12% of all those with A-level grades in their applications, and 20 of the constituencies accounted for 16% of all successful applications, despite having just 9% of the students with A grades. For all the talk about a mobile phone revolution in Africa, only 43% of Africans can get a 3G data signal, and just 16% get one with fast or 4G mobile broadband. For almost 7 months of 2016, Costa Rica ran purely on renewable power, with Uruguay a close second. Latin America has, as a whole, produced 53% of its electricity from renewable sources. In the past decade, 34 states and the District of Columbia have adopted non-consensual porn laws. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.